It's my delight to introduce to you Lee Camp. He's the former host of Redacted Tonight. He's also an investigative comedian and self-described radical satirist. He's also an author and a journalist, and I've known him a long time. Lee, welcome to the program.
Hey Ed, how you doing?
Yeah, we go back to 2008, I think, or 9 or 10. No, maybe.
Yeah, not maybe a little before Occupy, you think?
Yeah, because I was being sued by a congressman, and I had a we put on a comedy show called Lawsuits Are No Laughing Matter, and you came and you highlighted that, and it went really well. And we basically won the lawsuit because it was one of those slap suits that corporations usually file against nonprofits, but sometimes, status quo politicians file it against upstarts, and so that's what described that situation. And yeah, once it was, the campaign was over, he just dropped it.
Really,
Yeah.
well, I was happy to support you, and yeah,
Thank you.
you're doing something right if you're getting lawsuits from congresspeople.
And you're doing something right if you're getting canceled and censored. And you are, I mean, again, self-described, but I don't think there's any competition for the most censored comedian in America.
Yeah, I've asked people to try and tell me if they can list someone who's a more censored comedian. And generally, they give me people who aren't censored at all. They say, "Oh, Dave Chappelle," and I'm like, "Dave Chappelle is a $100 million deal with Netflix. How is that censored?"
What about Jimmy Kimmel or Stephen Colbert? Are they in the running?
Well, first of all, Kimmel still has his show. I think he was off for 1 week, so that doesn't really count. And Colbert has been fired from his show. However, I also had my show destroyed by government sanctions. And Colbert will certainly, if he chooses to, move on to another major corporate mainstream outlet, which is about the polar opposite of everything that's happened to me. So, no, I would not say that he's at my level. If Colbert leaves his show or gets kicked off his show, and then they ban his YouTube channel, ban his podcast on Spotify, ban his TikTok page, shadow ban his Twitter, shadow ban his Facebook. Then we can talk.
Okay, those are all things that have happened to you.
Yes.
Yeah. And I first came to know of you when you were a guest on Fox News.
Yeah, the one time I was a guest on Fox
Well,
News.
and I understand why it was the
Right.
one time, because you called them out for being a clown fest or something. I can't remember what you said.
I called them a parade of propaganda and a festival of ignorance, and for some odd reason, they didn't want me back.
Yeah, and I know they went from that interview with you to something completely vacuous. I mean, it was a hilarious shift. It just kind of
I
proved your
remember
point.
well. It was someone who wrote a book on how Captain Kirk got laid a lot.
Probably
So
here in Iowa, because he was born in Iowa, right?
important news.
Well, anyway, that was your first cancellation, I suppose. And you went on to build a pretty impressive network of people, very interested in your work. And I mean, like you said, you've been through from one thing to another, and now your most recent program, you have one called Redacted Tonight. Now your current program is Unredacted Tonight. That's clever. I see what you did there. But
Thank you. Although I have to say, as of this week, it is now also former program because I have finally, it lasted a little over a year. It was so for people who hadn't heard of me, I had a TV show called Redacted Tonight. It lasted 8 years, weekly comedy. Unlike every other comedy news host, I wrote all and write all my own words. They all have teams of writers. But anyway, lasted 8 years, shut down by government sanctions. Just a year ago, a little over a year ago, I recreated it, but completely independent, not on TV, just my own YouTube, funded by me. And it was called Unredacted Tonight. And after now that it's been 13, 14 months, with the YouTube suppression making it impossible, it gained an audience for a little while and then YouTube just shut it down. And I can't afford to keep it going without some form of growth, some form of eyeballs. So yeah, I've had to shut it down again, and that's what people may not even know the term. That's what's called shadow banning, when they don't actually delete your channel. They deleted my old YouTube channel, but they don't actually delete your channel. They just make it so that almost no one can see it.
And on what grounds did they delete your old YouTube channel?
They gave no grounds and no right to appeal, no reason. It was just banned around the world. That happened the same week that the TV show was shut down and TV outlet was shut down. And that same week as well was when they banned my Spotify podcast, which also no reason, no right to appeal, no contact, nothing. It just disappeared off the face of the earth. And I've recreated a lot of these things. I have a new YouTube channel, youtube.com/momentofclarity. I have a new podcast on Spotify called The Lee Camp Show. But for anybody who's ever tried to build an audience on one of these platforms, banning or censoring, deleting it is like taking a nuclear bomb to any kind of growth on the platforms. So.
So you were seeing continued growth until suddenly it went silent.
The new show, yeah. The
Yeah.
new one that is still, if you want to watch old episodes, the last one came out last Thursday. If you want to watch those, there's youtube.com/momentofclarity. So that's my newer channel. It's almost got 100,000 subscribers. But yeah, I started a year ago and it started doing well. It started doing what a YouTube show with some fan base should do, which is you grow, you get subscribers. Those subscribers are alerted to when new shows come out. It keeps growing. It's based on this organic model of people subscribe and then more people see it and more people come. But after about 3 months, and they don't give me any reason. I don't know if it sets off some sort of algorithmic alarm that I've said the word capitalism or Israel or Gaza genocide too many times, but all of a sudden the number is just cratered, and they don't ban it. Like, it's not like you try and watch it and it's gone. It's just they stop alerting anyone to new episodes. They stop promoting it. That YouTube won't show it to people as a recommendation. And at that point, you're dealing with just a trickle of viewers.
And remind our audience who owns YouTube.
Google.
Google. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, what do you do? How do you keep your message going now?
Well, I'd say my biggest platform that I'm trying to get people to follow me on, because I haven't been suppressed there yet, is Substack. So that's Real Lee Camp on Substack. You can subscribe for free there or become a member, either one. Most of my stuff is almost all of my stuff is free to read and see there. And then I also am at patreon.com/LeeCamp, and I still post on all these platforms. A hilarious example of shadow to explain shadow banning to people is Facebook was my biggest platform for years. I had 330,000 followers. Then Facebook just decided in 2016, about the time that Bernie Sanders almost won the presidency, that I needed to be shadow banned. So they capped me at 330,000. I never gained another follower. And they stopped showing my posts to people, so no one could really read them. And 9 years go by, and I hardly even was thinking about it. But 9 years go by, and I put out a tweet to Facebook. I just said, "Hey, Facebook," this is a few months ago. "Hey, Facebook, I'm shadow banned. No one can follow me for 9 years now. Why?" And then all of a sudden, they didn't respond, but all of a sudden, it flipped back on, and my Facebook could grow. And it's grown to 360,000 subscribers now, followers now. And then they turned it off again a couple months ago.
Right. And we all know who owns Facebook.
Yeah, Meta, Zuckerberg,
Yeah.
Instagram, all of them. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to know what to do about that because so much of our lives now are tied into social media. I mean, I try to minimize my time on social media, and I think it's probably a wise thing to do, but with the mainstream media being owned by, well, how much of it is owned by Ellison now?
I know Ellison's
Yeah.
got a lot of it. I was old school banned from TikTok before Ellison even took over. It was about two,
Congratulations.
yeah, thank you. It was about 2 months into the Gaza genocide, and I was talking about that a lot, and they again banned me with no right to appeal, which everyone else who'd been banned told me they got a little screen that said, "Would you like to appeal?" I wasn't given that option.